ClassicAirChecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
And now, more of the Big 89 Rewind with Fred Winston.
Music Radio WLS Chicago.
It is 9:10 in the Windy City with Fred Winston. You are about to enter the Glazed Paradise. It's a special room in the land of make-believe. It's where the band stores their equipment. That's why it smells so funny.
73 men sailed up.
Blues Image, WLS Music Radio, the Big 89 Rewind with Fried Winston at 9:13. How are you doing today? This is so much fun, I can hardly contain myself. Thanks for coming back into the time continuum and joining us. It's fun, isn't it? 312-591-8900 is the phone number. Some things never change. We will be, matter of fact, coming up in a little while, one of the former morning men here at WLS, Charlie Van Dyke, the guy with the deepest voice in the world, will be coming up with a bit from Days Gone By, along with Sam and Dave, when they used to speak together. And I said speak. And Catherine Johns has your WLS News headlines. The Grobber is here all day with sports. Next, as the Big 89 Rewind continues on WLS Music Radio.
All day today, WLS is celebrating the Big 89 Rewind, with a focus on the music and personalities who played it on the station Chicago grew up with in the 70s and 80s. But don't think we've forgotten previous generations of the Big 89.
Just imagine, 3 years ago tonight, at 9 o'clock, somebody threw a microphone on and...
All day long, whenever you hear the sound of the WLS touchtones, be the ninth caller at 591-8900 to pick up a collector's copy of WLS The Lost 60 CD. Forgotten hit favorites, hosted by WLS legends like Clark Weber.
In a folk singing mood, all together now.
Gene Taylor.
Look at that caveman go.
Gene Taylor right now from here until 9 on the Tuesday
Chuck
night
Buell.
Side with
WLS on a Chuck Buell show.
Arch Roberts.
You've all probably read about how the huge herds of buffalo there.
Dix Card.
Hi again, everybody. This is Dix Card, the crew cut fell in the
Ron
first
Riley. Break.
7 days a week between 3 and 6:30 right here on Radio 890 Chicago.
And more. WLS, the Lost 60 CD. Plus a special Big 89 prize pack. Yours at the sound of the WLS touchtones all day today. As the Big 89 Rewind continues on Music Radio WLS.
There are no limits. Trust the Midas touch.
WLS, saluting the people who helped make the Big 89 even bigger. Charlie Van Dyke.
WLS, Music Radio, and Charlie Van Dyke at 750. Music from the pre-Beatle folk music era. Peter, Paul, and Mary from 1963. Music Radio.
WLS Chicago.
Charlie Van Dyke in the morning. Here's Three Dog Night, Shambhala. Never did find out for sure exactly where that is. Seemed to kind of feel by the lyrics it may be Shambhala, Colorado, that small religious community up there. Beautiful country. 8:03 and Charlie Van Dyke in the morning. Not so beautiful around Chicago. A little sunshine, but rain over about 40% of the area today. The high will be 85.
WLS.
6 after 8, Charlie Van Dyke in the morning. This guy has written a bunch of hit tunes for a lot of people. Finally did one for himself, Mac Davis Song Painter. Baby, don't get hooked on me.
Now, the Big 89 Rewind continues with...
Fred Winston, WLS.
Actually, I believe Shambhala is somewhere near Blue Island, Illinois. It's 9:19 in the Windy City. It's Sam and Dave. WLS Music Radio, the Big 89 Rewind with Fred Winston. It is 9:21. Do not pay the ransom. I have escaped. We are back on the air. We got a great lineup for you. In a couple of anecdotal things, funny stories coming up throughout the hour. We're going to be here till noon, and then I'll give you the lineup in a little while. Catherine Johns is coming up with the news in a couple of minutes.
It's time.
Now is the time to expand mass transit funding.
Hi, everybody. This is Jack Swanson, the afternoon and evening voice of WLS News during the 1970s. These days, I'm a Californian and program director of ABC's San Francisco talk station, KGO. And now the WLS Memorial Day Big 89 Rewind continues with...
Fred Winston, WLS.
WLS Music Radio and the Big 89 Rewind. Your close personal pal, Fred Winston, at 9:35 in the Windy City, sitting tall in the donut cushion. It's Eddie Money.
The Big 89.
Maybe it's that Shambhala place that Charlie Van Dyke was talking about earlier. WLS Music Radio and the Big 89 Rewind. Notice how I walked all over the ending of this song, but it sounded like I planned it. So nothing to write to the program director about. 312-591-8900. Fred Winston here. They're talking about maybe rain. There's a possibility of rain this afternoon. I'm looking at the weather radar, and there's a large green globule headed toward the Chicagoland area. But you can still get the power washer out and hose the bird poop off the Weber. I think it's going to be a cookable Memorial Day.
LegalZoom.com customers go to LegalZoom.com.
Celebrate the first day of summer with the first great party of the season. Put on your party pants as WLS Radio presents the Rocon Show Summertime Booze. Friday, June 22nd at Chicago's legendary House of Blues. Spend the longest day of the year with Ro, along with Jim Johnson, Bill Leff, Christina Filiaggi, and special guest Rick Springfield. Live music by the Play Doctors featuring Kimmy Hayes. Now, this event will cost you absolutely nothing, but by invitation only. So watch your email for details in the latest WLS Insider newsletter. Then, tune in to the Rocon Show weekday afternoons from 2 until 7 for your chance to be our guest. The Rocon Show live at the House of Blues, Friday, June 22th. The only cure. Summertime Booze.
So come down and wander to the House of Blues. We got your cure with a Summertime Booze.
Hey, Ken, picking up a prescription?
Yeah, if my Rosa of acid...
Drift Protonix is right for you.
WLS. Commercial flashback. Do you remember this?
1980.
Skit. How about that? Whew. That takes a lot out of a girl. Especially when you got to shake your pom-poms at the same time. So, after cheerleader drills, I go for Roy Rogers' new bacon cheeseburger. It's a quarter pound of fresh ground beef, hot melted cheese, and real crisp bacon, all on a nice, soft Kaiser roll. And at Roy's Fixin's Bar, I can load that burger up just the way I like it. And it sure beats ducking passes from old fencing guards. All the girls on the squad love Roy Rogers' new bacon cheeseburgers. Like we always say in the locker room, let's get this one to Roy.
Music Radio.
Yes, nothing like a big soft Kaiser roll on a Memorial Day weekend. Hi, how are you? It's the Big 89 Music Radio Rewind.
WLS Contest Memories.
Hello, is this Larry Lujack of Chicago?
Yes, it is.
Larry, what's your favorite radio station?
WLS Music Radio.
Congratulations, Larry. Good answer. You have just won the morning show on WLS.
My God, I can't believe it. You're kidding. Oh, I am so excited.
And excited you should be, Larry. The morning show on WLS includes getting up every morning before dawn, disrupting your social and family life. You get to read commercials, give the time and temperature, and we know you'll love that. Plus, there's traffic reports, news items, and, of course, all that great toe-tapping, booty-shaking hit music that delights millions and can turn you into a blithering idiot. All in all, Larry, it's the perfect combination of patter and platter that could finally ruin your career once and for all. Well, Larry, what do you think?
I don't know what to think. I cannot believe it. When do I start?
How about tomorrow?
I'm going to call in sick tomorrow. I was kidding. What time? What time?
5:30.
5:30 in the morning.
In the morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
This was recorded from phone calls we made several days ago. Remember, if we ask the name of your favorite radio station, say WLS, and you might win the Larry Lujack Show. Mornings on WLS.
Larry Lujack, WLS.
WLS, Music Radio, the Big 89, Rewind, Fred Winston at 9:50. Almost meat-searing time, isn't it? I actually have my earphones so loud that they are feeding back out of my nose. And look, if I get on my back, Lyle, I look like a two-car garage with the doors open.
Haven't changed.
I kill me.
Yes, you do.
The WLS Music Radio Big 89 Rewind. Fred Winston at 9:55. Thank you so much for tuning in. Look who stopped by to ask. It's Lyle Dean. Hi, Lyle. How are you?
Hi, Frank.
What, Fred?
Fred.
So, to answer your question, no, I do not have a live commercial. Why do you ask?
Well, you were legendary for your live commercial reads. They were actually kind of funny.
Well, funny, you mean like a clown?
Well, for instance, the Pennzoil commercial.
I don't remember that.
Where you read about the low 40 oil and low 40. 30.
I don't remember that. What year was that? Was that in the 70s?
Yeah, it was in the 70s. You remember much of, much of
no,
the
70s. No, I do not remember that.
Turned out to be 10W, not low.
See, I know that now because I mess around with two-cycle engines. You know, I have 14 little engines in my my shop.
Really?
Oh, yes.
What do you do with them?
I start them. Turn them off. After 10 o'clock... the Who will be coming.
Who?
Who will be coming up. Who else? We got Bob Silver, Silver Bullet Band, and what would a Rewind show be without Deal Diamond and his amazing adenoids? And we will remember WLS legend Steve King. Plus, Catherine Johns has your WLS news headlines with... you're sitting in the grobber's seat, by the way. You're going to have to move.
I will.
Oh, yeah. And wash.
Yeah, you want to be sure to do that. Yeah.
Les Grobstein on sports coming up. Next, there's some Purell right over there by there.
Thank you.
Next, as the Big 89 Rewind continues on WLS Music Radio.
When you're behind the wheel.
Bullfrog.
Now, news first, fast, 5 minutes sooner than it would be if it were 5 minutes from now. Later. Then here is Catherine Johns. How was that?
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
We have some rain possible today, Fred. Topping our news at this hour, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq says his four-hour meeting today with Iran's envoy to Baghdad focused only on Iraq. Ryan Crocker says the two agree broadly on policy toward Iraq, but he notes that he also insisted that Tehran end its support for insurgents. Tokyo police say Japan's agriculture minister hanged himself just hours before he was going to face questioning in a political scandal. The cabinet member's suicide comes just weeks before parliamentary elections there. U.S. Senator Barack Obama says the country is not providing enough mental health services for active duty troops and veterans. At an appearance in New Hampshire yesterday, the Illinois Democrat and presidential hopeful proposed spending hundreds of millions more each year to provide better care. A Chicago man has been ordered held without bond in the fatal shooting of a man last week on the city's southwest side. 18-year-old Andre Simmons faces several charges, including first-degree murder. Authorities say Simmons fired a gun last week, killing Myron Shepherd as he was walking home. Apparently, those bullets were intended for someone else. A 15-year-old in Gary had to be taken to the hospital after he was struck by lightning over the weekend. Ismael Claudio was standing outside a friend's house at about 5:30 p.m. Saturday when lightning struck the Wirt High School student. Witnesses say the lightning burned his back, ripped his clothing and his shoes. WLS News is a service of the Bermuda...
Well, wait, is he going to be all right?
Yes, he is. He had to be taken to the hospital, but he's going to be all right.
Doesn't have a hair left on his body, probably.
I would guess not.
Look at Lee Trevino. What?
He particularly wouldn't have a hair left on his back. You know, you might try that, Fred.
You're saying I look like Ed Asner when I am naked?
I'm saying you got five hairy ones. And now, WLS Sports, the inimitable Les Grobstein.
I've been called worse.
Oh, you've been called a lot worse.
Yes.
By me, in fact.
Yeah, but we can't.
And that's just today.
We can't air those, can we?
No. What's going on, Les?
Still love you, Kath. It is time for two bullpens that are just stinking the joint out to wake up. Other than Bobby Jenks, who's been good for the White Sox, everybody else has reeked big time. And that goes with the Sox pen yesterday against, I never remember it being like this when I was there. The Sox bullpen against Tampa Bay was terrible yesterday. It turned an okay effort by Javi Vasquez into a rout, 11-5 Tampa Bay over the Sox. Jose Contreras will try to right the ship against one of the best pitchers in baseball, Johan Santana, and the Twins in Minneapolis tonight. Pablo Ozuna lost for possibly a couple months, broke a fibula in his foot yesterday. The Sox have signed Craig Wilson, the one-time Pirate infielder, to a minor league deal. The Cub bullpen, well, it's even worse than what the Sox have. They lost 2-1 and 11 to the Dodgers because of not only the bad bullpen, Scott Air blew a 1-0 lead on only his third pitch, that to... a fellow by the name of Andre Ethier, making Cub fans wish they had ether so they didn't have to stay awake for that piece of junk. Then a wild pitch, which would have been instead, it clunked former Cub Juan Pierre, tossed by Angel Guzman. Cubs lose 2-1 in 11 innings. They're going to try it against the Marlins this afternoon. In the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, Cleveland beat Detroit 88-82, but the Cavs still trail the Pistons 2-1. West resumes tonight with Jerry Sloan's Jazz down 2-1, taking on the Spurs. The Lakers' Kobe Bryant says he wants out of there, apparently, unless the Lakers rehire Jerry West, who's leaving the Memphis Grizzlies. Les Grobstein, WLS Sport.
I'm Katherine Johns, WLS News.
And now... more of the Big 89 Rewind with Fred Winston.
Music Radio WLS Chicago.
WLS Music Radio, the Big 89 Rewind with Fred Winston. I can hear each and every one of you now because I'm wearing my aluminum foil helmet. Look at the front of it. It looks like a swan. How do I look in this light? Look. WLS Music Radio, the Big 89 Rewind with Fred Winston at 10:12. Holiday note, anyone caught goose-stepping in the Memorial Day parade will be sent home immediately. Thank you. It's important we share these things with you. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. We have your chance right now to a Bribo? Yes, it's time for Bribo. The win a Big 89 Rewind prize pack. What does this include, you ask? A beautiful commemorative shirt, which is pre-shrunk. And when it does wear out, you'll have a real beautiful-looking car cleaning cloth. Full-color Rewind mini poster. Mm-hmm. And a copy of the Lost WLS Lost 60s compact disc featuring the greats Dex Card, Mort Crawley, Ron Riley, and it would not be right without our own Dick Biondi on here. I'll take the ninth caller right now at 591-8900. When you hear the WLS Touchstones... Oh, I see. I don't do it now. Why don't you play it now? All right, good. Now I don't sound like a big idiot. WLS Touchstone, call ninth caller, 591-8900, area 312, to win from WLS.
All day today, WLS is celebrating the Big 89 Rewind, with a focus on the music and personalities who played it on the station Chicago grew up with in the 70s and 80s. But don't think we've forgotten previous generations of the Big 89.
Just imagine, 3 years ago tonight, at 9 o'clock, somebody threw a microphone on and...
Blech. All day long, whenever you hear the sound of the WLS Touchtones, be the ninth caller at 591-8900 to pick up a collector's copy of WLS The Lost 60 CD. Forgotten hit favorites, hosted by WLS legends like Clark Weber.
In a folk singing mood, all together now.
Gene Taylor.
Look at that caveman go.
Gene Taylor right now from here until 9 on the Tuesday
Chuck
night
Buell.
Side with
WLS on a Chuck Buell show.
Mark Roberts.
You've all probably read about how the huge herds of buffalo there.
Dix Card.
Hi again, everybody. This is Dix Card, the crew cut fell in the
Ron first Ron Reilly.
7 days a week between 3 and 6:30 right here on Radio 890 Chicago.
And more. WLS, the Lost 60 CD. Plus a special Big 89 prize pack. Yours at the sound of the WLS Touchtones all day today as the Big 89 Rewind continues on Music Radio WLS.
If you need to do for direct buy.
Looks like a little rain heading our way later, quarter after 10. Let's go to the blower. We have a winner. It's Pam Powers of Crestwood. Hello, Pamela. How are you?
Hello, Fred. How are you?
Let me check. I'm okay. Thank you.
Excellent. Oh, I'm so happy to hear you. I set my alarm, and I'm sticking with you guys all day.
Isn't this fun?
Yes, it is.
The Big 89.
I'm so happy to hear you. I'm so glad you came back.
Oh, thanks, Pam.
You got a recipe for us?
Yes, a recipe for success.
Excellent.
Get a job in radio. There you go. Anything else you need?
No.
All right. Well, congratulations. You get a commemorative shirt that, well, you heard what you can do with that once it wears out, a full-color Rewind mini poster and a copy of the compact disc WLS, The Lost 60s. Congratulations.
I'm so happy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Pamela Powers of Crestwood, what is the name of your favorite radio station?
WLS AM.
WLS, saluting the people who helped make the Big 89 even bigger. Steve King.
10 o'clock with Steve King. Somebody else, a radio station you listen to, say WLS, you can win a sailboat, a 10-speed, or a Chevy Monza Town Coupe.
WLS.
10-03 with Steve King. Hitlines open at 591-3045 at WLS. Music Radio.
Coming up in this hour, having this hour is WLS Pepsi book cover number. It's worth a Wilson T2000. Jimmy Connors' metal racket. This guy's working on a new LP and planning a new tour. Beach Boys, wouldn't it be nice? At WLS. Thanks, blessed be looking up. Aerosmith and Fleetwood Mac, back to back on WLS. What is AM radio coming to?
Now, the Big 89 Rewind continues with...
Fred Winston, WLS.
Steven Tyler, Aerosmith, Walk That Way. If I walk that way, then I might risk getting arrested. 1021 WLS Music Radio and the Big 89 Rewind. Lyle Dean is in the other. Are you about ready to do your newscast? Are you?
Not yet.
Have you been practicing? In the,
oh, yeah.
Practicing
yeah.
into the wooden microphone. For
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And, in case you missed it earlier, the WLS Music Radio Special, hosted by Jeff Davis, will be available by podcast. Along, is this the thing we heard from 5 until 6 o'clock this morning? Like, I was so nervous about going on the radio, Lyle, I couldn't sleep. I was fretting in my
you
sleep.
You were just coming in from last night.
Never mind that. My neighbors, you know. Honest to God, I went out to the backyard. We have a new patio area in the condo. And I had my legal pad doing a little work on the show, making some clever remarks, some clever patter, so I will...
Let us be the judge.
All right. So I'm making notes for the program, and a neighbor says,
hey, you want to come over here and have something cold with us?
What time was this?
That was early in the afternoon, Lyle, about 2:30.
Okay.
Well, at 6 o'clock, I managed to, I said, look, I got to go. I got to be on the radio with Lyle Dean and Catherine Johns and everybody tomorrow. And I was a little green last night. A little green today, as a matter of fact. But I'm okay. Where was I? Oh, listen. The highlights from today's Big 89 Rewind are available by podcast. So check back later this week at WLSAM.com. Keyword Rewind for all the details. News coming up.
Sunday! Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, with the news, Lyle Dean hitting the ground running. Remember, man's greatest motivator, second only to money, is fear. So let us widen our eyes, whiten our knuckles, and climb on for a ride into newsland. Here's Lyle.
Rain possible today. Topping our news at this hour, President Bush honors the nation's war dead later today with a wreath laying at Arlington National Cemetery. In Chicago, more than 3,400 pairs of boots have been aligned in military precision in a park in an exhibition called Eyes Wide Open, The Human Cost of the Iraq War. After 4 hours of meetings in Baghdad between Iranian and U.S. diplomats, in which Iran called the American presence an occupation, the ambassador in Baghdad, Ryan Crocker, defended America's presence and conduct in Iraq.
Coalition forces are here at the Iraqi government's invitation and under Security Council authorities, and that we have put literally billions of dollars into training and equipping an increasingly capable set of Iraqi security forces.
Iran says a second meeting will be held in less than a month. U.S. and Iraqi forces have freed 42 kidnapped Iraqis, some of whom had been hung from ceilings and tortured for months, that in a raid on an al-Qaeda hideout north of Baghdad. Military officials said the operation shows that Iraqis in the turbulent Diyala province are turning against Sunni insurgents and beginning to trust U.S. troops. Just weeks after hitting the operators of the MySpace website with a subpoena, Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says she now has the names of nearly 850 registered sex offenders who have used the site. Illinois joined other states earlier this month in ordering the company to divulge the information. The Indiana Toll Road, still negotiating a deal with its Illinois counterpart to make discounts reciprocal, hopes to roll out electronic tolling by mid-June. The Illinois Tollway Authority could review a proposal as early as this week. Sports with Les Grobstein plus traffic and weather next. WLS News Time is 1027.
It's easy to find carpet today.
WLS News Time. 1028. Now, WLS Sports with Les Grobstein.
Thanks a lot, Lyle. Well, the Cubs coming off a very enigmatic, in fact, lousy road trip to the West Coast are home to take on the Florida Marlins at Clark and Addison this afternoon. Yesterday, the Dodgers winning 2-1 in 11. It's a series either team could have swept. Well, it was Los Angeles that took 2-3. Former Cub Juan Pierre was plunked in the knee by a Carlos Marmol pitch with the bases loaded. Too much other stuff caused those bases to be loaded, but none of them were L.A. base hits. Scott Air gave away a 1-0 lead by yielding a homer to Andre Ethier. As for the White Sox, they've got lots of issues as well. An abbreviated two-game series ends up in a 1-1 split. Tampa Bay's Devil Rays got the victory yesterday, 11-5. Most of the damage done against the Sox bullpen. As Javi Vasquez takes the defeat, he departed to already down in that contest. Jose Vasquez will try to straighten things out as he faces Twins ace Johan Santana, who's been a White Sox killer over these last several years. Sox optioned reliever Andrew Sisco to Charlotte. They have signed infielder Craig Wilson to a minor league deal. That's because Pablo Ozuna, who's been a very valuable guy coming off the bench, he broke his foot, actually the fibula, yesterday, and he is going to be out possibly a couple of months. Possible that Roger Clemens, when he re-debuts with the Yankees next week, will make that debut on the South Side against the White Sox. That's the way it's looking at the moment. Brewers were blanked by the Padres 3-0. Still have a pretty good lead, though, in the Comedy Central. All right, the NL Central. NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The Cavaliers got back into the hunt as they defeated the Pistons 88-82. LeBron James hitting a big jumper to pretty much ice it in the final 12 or 13 seconds of that one. Game number 4. 4 will be tomorrow night in Cleveland, while the West Finals will continue tonight in Salt Lake City. The Jazz trying to even that series, trailing the Spurs 2-1. Northwestern's women's lacrosse team winning their third straight national title, holding off Virginia 15-13. Great season for the Lady Cats. And Northwestern and DePaul's women's softball teams are both in the College World Series in Oklahoma City. Good luck to the Cats and the Demons there. Dino Franchitti winning the rain-shortened Indy 500. Scott Dixon was second, and Danica Patrick ended up eighth. Stanley Cup final start tonight in Anaheim. The Ducks taking on.
Now, let me ask you this about the 500.
Yes.
List. Does she get any dough for finishing eighth?
I'm sure she does.
Did everybody get dough for finishing in the 500?
Absolutely. That's not her best finish ever. I think she had a fourth.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to win it one of these years. She's terrific.
She really is.
Earning respect from her peers that when Janet Guthrie, the first female, was getting involved, there was some issues. But I think, fortunately, women are starting to get the respect they deserve there.
Absolutely. Thanks, Les.
Les Grobstein, WLS Sports.
With a check on traffic, here's Maura Miles.
Nice to see you, Lyle Dean. And I'll tell you guys, this report, first of all, brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. Did you know roaches can hold their breath for 40 minutes? So don't bother trying to drown them. It's quicker to call the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. I'm going to take care of your parking meters, you guys, okay? It's all on me. Expressways and tollways lighter than usual, so you can do your Janet Guthrie thing like I did. CTA, Metra, Pace, holiday schedule, and that's the same as a Sunday schedule. If you've got some familiarity with that. On the north side, traffic's going to be a little nuts on the Kennedy, Lakeshore Drive, Addison, Irving Park, with that game coming at Wrigley at 120. Schiller Park, much better. They cleared the serious crash from Irving Park at Cumberland. It's reopened now. Police still present, though. And WLS traffic is also brought to you by the History Channel. Star Wars, The Legacy Revealed, tonight at 8 p.m. Central, only on the History Channel. Uncover the legend. With WLS traffic, I'm Maura Miles.
Just ahead of more Big 89 Rewind with Fred Winston. WLS weather. Today, chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, high of 78. Tonight, cloudy, low of 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Evening showers possible, high of 88. And Wednesday, rain likely, high of 85. Currently, north 70, south 68, west 69, and along Chicago's lakefront, 65 degrees. I'm Lyle Dean, WLS News.
The Big 89 Rewind on WLS. Brought to you in part by Midas. Be prepared for the hot days of summer. Midas can inspect your car's air conditioning system and make repairs if necessary. For brakes, oil changes, tires, and air conditioning, trust the Midas touch.
Hey, Fred. Jim Johnson here. Boy, I sure miss the days when you and Catherine and I had our little clubhouse going on in the mornings. Good thing the bosses never listened to that. They would have chased us all the way over to Izmir, Turkey. Anyway, welcome back, guys. Oh, and try not to trash the station too much, you know. I still work here, and we have to clean up after your mess. Oh, and hi to Lyle Dean when he wanders in. I'm kind of glad he left. His voice was so deep it made me sound like Mickey Mouse.
The Big 89 Rewind. Fred Winston on WLS.
WLS Music Radio, the Big 89 Rewind. Fred Winston, 10:36. You could almost smell the excitement today. A little complex, non-pretentious, with a touch of Gary, Indiana. Nice. Pretty good. I can't do a basso like you, of course, Lyle Dean. WLS Music Radio, the Big 89 Rewind. Fred Winston here. Is it important to do the time? We always did that. But I guess 10:40. It's people are just coming to life now, hosing off the Webers and starting the fires and preparing the barbecue for the Memorial Day holiday. And boy, do we have something special for you, boys and girls! Lyle reminded me of the feature we used to do when how long ago was it? Too many years ago.
30.
Yeah. And
since you asked,
it is called Choose Your News. And how did this evolve, Lyle? One day you came
by
in.
By accident, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like most everything else.
Yeah. Lyle came in and said, I have too many stories. What should we do? So why don't we why don't we do it later? And then Lyle would give me a choice of the three stories later on. Is this correct? Am I following the format correctly here?
Yeah, pretty close.
And then I would pick one with the headline, the cleverly written headline that Lyle would have. And then we would read the story, and then we would flirt with our careers.
How we kept our jobs.
Yeah, I have no idea. Anyway, we will be, I'll tell you what, let's do that around 10:45. So keep your knobs glued to the large 89.
Thanks for joining WLS for the Big 89 Rewind all day today. Now, if you grew up with music radio, but maybe haven't tuned in much lately, we'd like to welcome you back and tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do today as Chicago's talk station.
Go ahead, folks.
Rush Limbaugh.
Be honest. Admit it. You are addicted to this show.
Rush.
The only healthful addiction known to exist in all the world.
Might as well face it, you're addicted to Rush. Gonna have to face it, you're addicted to Rush.
That's how groovy this stuff can be, folks.
Get addicted. Weekdays at 11.
You have been warned.
On 890 AM WLS.
License 6759340.
Summertime's best on WLS.
For years, this was the sound of people winning on WLS.
You just won $1,000.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
Over the years, the sound may have changed, but one constant remains.
$1,000!
Oh, come on!
More than ever, it pays to listen to WLS, especially if you're a WLS insider.
I just signed up as an insider maybe a month or so ago. I was really kind of surprised that I won something so quickly.
These calls were recorded from insider entries online at WLSAM.com.
I need the money.
I am shaking.
Become a WLS insider and win with WLS.
I've just really always listened to it.
That's French, and that's a very suggestive thing. I will refrain from translating that on WLS Music Radio. It's the Big 89 Rewind. We got Lyle Dean with news coming up. And Les Grobstein Sports. And after 11 o'clock, we will remember... I giggle when I see his name. Oh, what a wild man. We will remember WLS legend and my close personal pal, Chuck Knapp. Next, see how that works, Lyle?
Yeah.
As the Big 89 Rewind continues on Music Radio, WLS.
And now, more of the Big 89 Rewind with Fred Winston.
Music Radio WLS Chicago.
You know I love you.
Yeah, Jimmy! Jimmy Peter, Ike, the Ides of March, WLS Music Radio, and the Big 89 Rewind, 1108 in the Windy City with Fred Winston, with that feeling that we've been here before and done this in the past. What is that called?
That's called, I
believe senility.
I was alone.
WLS Music Radio, the Big 89 Rewind with the Sheebs, Chris Schiebel at High at Noon. It's 11:10 in the Windy City. And now, ladies and gentlemen, helping to put the FU back in fun is this... This feature that, what are you shaking your head for already? We haven't even started. That was making something.
You started.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Choose Your News. The feature that not only asks why, but where, when, and how. And now...
And one of the reasons that we spend so much time in the general manager's office every morning after the show.
Uh-huh. Yes. You know, actually, we were pioneer pals, Lyle, back then, because No one else had their newscaster interacting with the host of the show.
So, and it wasn't popular with management.
No, it wasn't. But it got us some notoriety, which is part and parcel why we are back today. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Choose Your News. And here is Lyle Dean. Lyle will read the headlines, and I will
select.
Number
one.
Yes, number one.
Do not go gentle into that good night.
Do not go gentle into that good night.
I said that.
Number two,
the bun festival begins.
Oh, number three,
cat-sized rats.
I don't know. You kind of baited me with those. You knew I'd pick the buns, didn't you?
I didn't know that.
All right, I'm going with number two, please.
The Bun Festival?
The Bun Festival has begun. I mean, what a perfect time, because it's Memorial Day and the time of festival.
What do you think it is? Before I do the story, what do you think? Forget that. I shouldn't ask questions like that.
I believe it has something to do with food, Lyle.
There you go.
That's what I do. Big cinnamon buns. I'm thinking big, sticky Ann Sather cinnamon buns. If I say Ann Sather enough, maybe they'll send two dozen over here.
Baking has started.
Oh, yeah.
Visitors flock to Hong Kong to take part in the annual Bun Festival, where buns are baked. Children dress up as legendary and modern heroes and are paraded through the streets.
What? Same bun used in Dim Sum restaurant for...
Could be.
Yes.
Sweet buns are traditionally filled with lotus seed paste.
Yummy.
And are used to build bun towers.
Yeah, well, that's pretty sticky stuff.
Sounds like a Chinese version of punchkis.
Yes, it does, actually, Lyle.
That's it, Fred.
Where's the big punchline, Lyle? Where's the...
Punchkis.
Oh, I get it. There you have it. And that's probably why we didn't continue doing Choose Your News, ladies and gentlemen.
It's one of the reasons.
It is 11:13.
If you grew up listening to WLS in the music radio era, you'll remember that a big part of the Big 89 was excellent news coverage.
From the WLS News Bureau. Report. Good morning. At 9:25, how was Angela Davis discovered? Attorney General Mitchell. 9 degrees below zero under mostly clear skies in Chicago. A $12 million 1970 teacher's contract is one final ratification by a whopping 6-1 margin. The contract... Jeffrey Hendricks reporting for the Big...
This is Linda Marshall, WLS News. And for the second time in 3 months, the body of a young woman, an apparent murder victim, has been found dumped in suburban Skokie shortly before...
WLS News. A tie-breaking lottery was held today at City Hall to see who'd get the top spot on the February 25th mayoral primary ballot. And
today's WLS News team continues to break the biggest stories.
Good morning, I'm John Dempsey.
With award-winning coverage you might not expect from a talk station.
Jennifer Kuiper.
Indiana, Ryan Herman.
In the newsroom, David Jennings, WLS.
I'm Jim Johnson, WLS News.
In fact, just last week, WLS News was honored with nominations for Best Newscast and Best Breaking News Coverage by the Illinois Broadcasters Association. Now more than ever, for breaking news and your place to talk about it, remember... 890 AM WLS.
You know the music.
You start here.
This is Tory Ryder, WLS Overnights 83 to 86. Jeff Davis, John Landecker, and Larry Lujack taught me everything I know about Top 40 radio, which is why I'm now a talk show host. Have a great holiday. Now back to the Big 89 Rewind.
Fred Winston. WLS.
WLS Music Radio and the Big 89 Rewind, 312-591-8900, 1120 in the Windy City. Fred Winston taking a page from the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and its award-winning brass section. We will now employ the triple tonguing technique. WLS Music Radio, the Big 89 Rewind. If my memory serves me correctly, isn't that the song that Elaine Benes danced to on that one episode of the Seinfeld show when she finally revealed her dancing? I think that was it. I do. It's funny. I don't remember driving to work, but yet I remember stuff like that. That's the short term. That's the first to go. Now, looks like we're going to have storms coming our way. Your barbecue could get hammered with the wet stuff. We've got Lyle looking at the news and the weather coming up. And Les Grobstein on sports next as the Big 89 Rewind continues on Music Radio WLS.
There's a play at Harris Joliet.
The first day of summer happens to be the longest day of the year, and it's time to party. Celebrate it with the first great party of the season as WLS Radio presents The Rocon Show. Summertime booze. There ain't no cure for the summertime. Friday, June 22nd at Chicago's legendary House of Blues. Spend the longest day of the year with Ro, along with Jim Johnson, Bill Leff, Christina Filiaggi, special guest Rick Springfield, live music by the Play Doctors featuring Kimmy Hayes. And the event is free, but by invitation only. So here's what you do. Watch your email for all the poop in the latest WLS Insider newsletter. And then tune in to the Rocon Show weekday afternoons from 2 to 7 for your chance to be our guest. The Rocon Show, live at the House of Blues, Friday, June 22th. The only cure, summertime booze.
So come down and wander to the House of Blues. We got your cure with a summertime booze.
This hourly segment is...
I'm Lyle Dean, WLS News.
Hi, this is Dick Biondi, one of the original rock and roll crew at the Big 89 way back in 1960. And now you can hear me spinning the oldies every weeknight on True Oldies 94.7. But today, I hope you're enjoying the Big 89 Rewind on the Chicago station where hit radio began.
The Big 89 Rewind. WLS.
Yeah, Biondi is on the CD, WLS, The Lost 60s, along with Gene Taylor and Clark Weber, and the ninth caller at 591-8900. When you hear the WLS Touchstone, we'll win a copy of it, a mini poster, and a full-color rewind, and a commemorative shirt. That's quite a big bag of stuff, isn't it? Right here on WLS.
Baby's in the running ride.
Yes, I resemble that remark. Thank you. 11:37 in the Windy City. WLS and the Big 89. Rewind. Huh? Yeah, I wrote that. Jimmy Peterick of the Ides of March. Done by 38 Special WLS Music Radio and the Big 89 Rewind. Fred Winston, 11:42. Look, it's Chris Schiebel.
Hey,
Chris,
how are you?
I'm, let me check.
You good?
Yeah, I'm all right. Chris is here next at noon, mm-hmm. as our Big 89 Rewind continues.
Fred and I used to go out for cocktails every Saturday afternoon. Do you remember that?
Well,
not every Saturday afternoon, but most Saturdays.
Yes, we got off the radio.
We had that intercom thing, and you were on the fifth floor, and I was on the fourth floor.
Right, on the
FM
station.
I'd hear on the intercom, Sheeps! What? It's cocktail time! Right. Only Fred could say cocktail time.
Cocktail. Time for cocktail.
Time for cocktail.
Well, it's a holiday, you know, and noon is coming up. It's too bad you're working because noon would be a good time to go out and grab a cocktail. So, yeah, you're on the radio. Reflections of Madness at noon with Chris Schiebel here on WLS and the WLS Rewind, the Big 89 Rewind. So, do you have that touchstone handy? Okie doke. I'll take the ninth caller at 591-8900 for Bribo. Commemorative shirt, full-color rewind, mini poster, and a copy of the WLS Lost 60s compact disc. Good luck.
Hi, Rick Edelman here, host of the Rick Edelman...
For kids with a K.
We've got a winner, WLS.
It's Michael from Mokina who says just to talk with yours truly would be an honor. Well, I'm thrilled and delighted to hear that, Michael. How are you?
I'm wetting my pants. I'm so honored.
I beg your pardon?
You heard me, Freddie. I'm wetting my pants. I'm so excited.
Oh, a little soiling going on.
Indeed.
Be careful. Be careful. You might rust.
They're brown pants.
Michael, congratulations. You have just won. You have just won a commemorative shirt. Doesn't say whether or not it has a collar. Have you seen any of these? Have you seen these
they're
shirts?
They're on the internet, Fred.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't have a computer yet.
They're high design.
I'm like Lou Jack. I don't know how to work that technical stuff. Full-color rewind mini poster and a copy of the Lost 60s CD featuring Clark Weber, Gene Taylor, and Dick Biondi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So are you enjoying the rewind weekend?
I'm a radio geek, so I'm taping it all.
Excellent. Excellent. Yes. Well, congratulations, Michael. The name of your fave radio station of all time.
WLS.
Music Radio, WLS.
Sooner or later, you got to get WLS.
WLS Contest Memories.
Hello?
Hello, is this Pam Larson?
Yes, it is.
Pam, what's your favorite radio station?
WLS Music Radio.
You just won a Magnavox videotape recorder.
I just won one. I did.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
It's all yours. Valued at
$1,000. Thank you.
Well, Pam, congratulations.
Thank you.
Great way to get into the new season of TV shows. It's all yours, furnished by Playback, the electronic playground.
Oh, marvelous.
This was recorded from entries you've sent us. It's your chance to play it again from Chicago's favorite WLS.
The Boss, WLS Music Radio, and the Big 89 Rewind with Fred Winston. Well, it's time to, I like these three-hour shifts, time to wrap it up. Sheebs is next. Chris Schiebel is...
Les is... I've been spending the last hour with Les.
Are you okay?
Barely.
You're going to be all right?
Seems like 2 years to him.
Talking about, remember our WLS softball team and the basketball team? And
who can forget that?
They took it so hardcore, Fred. Les, especially, would like argue with everybody, so every year we'd have to get new teams because nobody wanted us to come back.
Right, And then no one would invite us out for cocktails
afterwards.
The
guys in
pizzas.
Barrington used to take us to that one pizza place.
And Larry took it so serious too.
Yeah.
It was like, well,
I was listening to Larry and Tommy this morning, who sounded great.
Yes,
by the way, it was good
did.
to to hear them. And Ludge mentioned that you gave the 1 second cue, the single digit thing, to an entire auditorium playing a basketball game. I remember that.
Our big center, 6'8" Big Ed Marson, accidentally elbowed me in the eye, and I had a black eye for a week, and I was in severe pain.
Maybe it wasn't accidental.
I'm trying to call timeout, and the fans there, who are probably half inebriated and half high as a kite, are going, oh! And so I got ticked, and I gave them read between the lines.
Right.
You know, we didn't have the phrase at the time, but now we do. Get a life, Les.
With the magazine or the cereal? No, the bottom line to that is, the next Monday, Lujak says to me, or to the world, we apologize to the world for Les. I said, I apologize for nothing.
He's still talking about it, and he's talking about how I sued him 30 years ago.
I heard that.
Geez, he's spending too much time alone out there.
You're great as ever.
Thank you.
I used to be Fred's boss at one time.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
And that suit, though, you made your point.
We gotta get going. So, Les, wonderful to see you. Great to spend time.
Awesome for me, too, man.
And Sheebs, Chris Schiebel. Stay tuned for Chris Schiebel here on the Big 89 Rewind next at noon. What a pleasure chatting with you. I hope to see you again. Take care.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.